Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome back. We have a session today. We'll be right here on Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what I want. I want you to be part of the solution, not part of the problem, which inevitably is what happens. When you're not informed and you're not engaged, it really does become a problem for everybody, doesn't it? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, our founding fathers were pretty amazing people. And I say that from a standpoint is they really, really beat their brains out. They did a lot of reading. They did a lot of studying to find out what governments or type of governments worked across the country, across the planet, and which ones didn't at the time. And they gave it a lot of thought. They gave it a lot of thought from a, yeah, no, somebody's going to follow up. Godly perspective, because they wanted to honor God in all of this. They weren't looking to get away from him like some people would have you believe. So here they are, you know, working this through, thinking through every evil thing that men could do, because that's what they did. They knew men were, and they wrote about it. If you go over to Wall Builders and a few other places like that, you'd be able to read some of the letters they wrote to each other. And they knew that men would be inherently, dishonest. And which is why they set the government up the way it was. This is not a democracy, as many want to say. It's a representative government. So that, you know, what we have forgotten is they work for us, and we decide whether they get to stay or not. In other countries, right, the king dictates who runs where, what and how, what laws are in place, and that kind of stuff. You've got governments, I mean, at the time they were like this, but you've got many different types of governments today that didn't exist back in the days of our founding fathers. So, yeah, and again, look at Newsom, acting like a total dictator. This is not what our founding fathers had in mind. They even initially thought that Washington would be a king. They didn't want it. Even with the safeguards in place, they didn't want it. But they wanted to give the people the power. I still say today, the most feared words out of Donald Trump's mouth was when he took office and he said, today, I give the power back to the people. You get it back. Now think about that. That had to scare them all, every single one of them. Because here's a man now, the most powerful man on the planet, now says, hey, this is the office of the people, and the people deserve to have it back. And the only thing they have left to do, because what they saw, remember when Nancy Pelosi, I told you this at the time, she changed her terminologies. There were no longer blue-collar workers in the Democrat Party. Her words, not mine. These were low-informed voters, low-information voters. She dropped that blue-collar worker altogether at one point because they were losing the black community, they were losing the average worker,
But the illegals were all for them because they were willing to let them in. Let that sink in for a minute. So when you sit there and you try to justify this as a Democrat, you go, how does this line up against the Constitution? You know, what's really funny is that the Democrats, when it comes to the Constitution, I won't even say they want to rewrite it. They want to reinterpret it every time they want something done their way. Right? The Constitution never said that English had to be the language of the land. No, because our founding fathers took it for granted that that's what we would speak, that's what we would deal with. If we're going to deal with different languages in different places, let's deal with different monies. Well, like this player that went to up in Washington State who decided that she was going to turn her back on the anthem, on the flag, because she was oppressed by it. Funny, she's number three sitting there, a black woman that was oppressed. Right, she's getting her trip is being, everything's being paid for. Where's the oppression? I don't get it. Our founding fathers want us to be self-sufficient. They didn't want us relying on the government. Some of you need to do some homework. Yes, there were Federalists. There were a group of men that definitely wanted the federal government to have much more power, but they were overruled by the people that wanted the states. Because the closer you got it down to the states, the closer you got it to the people. If our founding fathers thought that an EPA would, well, okay, that's reaching for the day because they didn't have much chemical abuse back then. But let's say an education department. If they wanted an education department, they would have created one. They wouldn't have waited for us. But the whole idea was to let every community deal with their own schools. I got to grab that speech. I think it was from James Monroe, where he said that we had to be really careful. This was when the state of Massachusetts was looking for money, looking for a bailout for the fishing industry because it was doing so poorly. And it was a big part of the country's economy. And he went on just to rail on, if you do this, the amount of power that you're giving to the federal government to do that, what next? He runs down a list of bad things that the founding fathers thought were wrong, which included, check this one out, paying teachers from federal funds. Needed to be paid for by the community. Joe Bassini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Mr. Ruff out of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me, that you send me emails, text messages, you hop up in the chat room, that's always exciting too. And I really do, and I really do appreciate the nice notes you guys send via email. You can imagine the negative ones we get on a regular basis, that's always a lot of fun too. I don't care, though. I honestly, I don't care. It's kind of like people have to vent. They got to do what they got to do. Just don't get stupid, you know. So we're talking about the founding fathers of the country and how far we've come from the Constitution. Now, some of you will say, well, you know, because now we have electricity. They didn't have electricity then. There's so much more to think about. So our founding fathers were not
We're not. And they weren't white supremacists like you told, or Masons, or anything along those lines. But they were not for us taking care of everybody, for being these social warriors that can have you believe us to be today. They had the ability to put a lot of these programs in place back then. They could have made avenues for this to easily happen. Now they have left us a way to do amendments to the Constitution. I believe the reason that the Democrats don't go down that road most of the time, and the Republicans are guilty of this too, is because they know they would lose with the general populace. You know, it's funny how many things the Founding Fathers did to today, if you really think about it. And we talked a little bit about this the other night. Let's talk about taxes for a minute. You see, if taxes would go through in their purest sense, let's start off with gas tax, okay? Supposedly the money is to keep the roads up and take care, you know, traffic lights, all this other fun stuff. So you can get to where you're going, get to work, get your stuff done. And I agree with all that. I think it makes perfect sense. If the bill came through that we're going to tax your, you know, gas vehicles at this rate for the next 12 months because we want to make these fixes, then what would happen was if they just voted purely on that, in that clean way, everybody who owned a car, everybody who was subjected to that, could vote on it. Do I want my taxes going up? No. But do I want better roads? Yes. So I'm willing to pay another 3 cents a gallon to make that happen. Now, a year later, when it comes around and nothing's been fixed, and they've taken all my money, and they use it for something else, I'm going to vote you out. I'm going to get you gone. Right? I'm not going to vote for another one of those things. At least that's how I feel about it. But however, flip that to real estate. What happens in the real estate world? If I own real estate, I got a house, I'm getting taxed. Now I'm looking at what I'm getting for that tax money. Is my area being taken care of? Are the streets being taken care of, like at the end of my roadway? These green beltways that they have, that they put in place so our areas could be nicer. Are they taking care of that with my tax money? Are they picking up my garbage like they're supposed to? Is the police department showing up when they're supposed to? That's what these things are all there for. But think about the tax burden that I have as a single homeowner. Some states, it's outrageous. But the apartment owner doesn't have that problem. Yeah, they get a few bucks tacked on to their rent for their apartment to help offset that. But they don't take the brunt, the blow of it, like a regular property owner would. Which is why our founding fathers always thought, hey, this is the way it needs to be. Property owners need to be the ones that get the vote. Come on, think it through. And it's just human nature. Come on, let's just be honest about it. If I'm going to vote because I want more services, and it ain't going to affect me that much, because I only live in I live in an apartment. I'm not putting anybody down living in an apartment, but I live in an apartment, so I don't have the same issues and problems you have. When my plumbing goes bad, when something goes wrong, when I have to reconnect at the street level for my sewerage, I'm not paying for that. Somebody else is. It's that simple. So taxes in certain areas, yeah, I'm okay with it. I want services. I want things to happen. The federal government giving grant monies to schools to teach some of these bogus programs? I don't like that at all. I'm with our founding fathers when it comes to your local schools being taken care of by the locals. I want the feds out of it. I even want the state out of it. It's that simple. People say, well, it would be so unfair. This wouldn't be good at all. Because some of these cities don't have enough money. Some of these, you know, counties don't have enough money. And how do we know the kids are going to be the same, you know, at the same level across the states? Well, look, there's a lot of ways I can play. You talk about competition, right? At one point in time, California was like number one when it came to education, or at least in the top five. Now we're 46th, 47th. Why? Because we're too busy teaching about choosing what gender you are as opposed to math, science, history, English, that kind of thing. We're not into that. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't even have an exit exam anymore. So I don't know how your kids are doing when they leave high school. And just think with the kids graduating high school here in this state, wanting to get into a college somewhere else, and you have a history or a knowledge of, well, my God, those kids out of California, they're terrible. We don't want them in our college. We don't want them in our workplace. We'd have to change, wouldn't we? But there's no reason to change now. And you can charge as much money as you want for going to colleges, because there's all kinds of grants and loans you can get from the feds and the state, as long as you teach the way they want you to teach. Edward in Louisiana. Ed, thanks so much for calling. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Something off here.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello? You know, I think you are absolutely right talking about schools. You know, the heart just isn't there anymore. We are not teaching the kids what we used to be teaching them. I remember back in the day when I was in school, you know, we'd be learning.
And on the show. If you want to call back and keep it clean, we're good. But I think I've said that before. Anyway, appreciate the call. Always appreciate the calls. God bless. Anyway, we're not teaching what we used to teach. We're not teaching the basics anymore. And we think we've become so evolved. We haven't. Our founding fathers would just be having a heart attack right now. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. More on education when we return.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is hitting the road, making a push to get more Americans vaccinated against COVID. First Lady Jill Biden and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff visited Texas on Tuesday, making a stop at Minute Maid Park in Houston to promote vaccination efforts. Speaking at an event later at a Dallas school, Biden urged people to get their shot, but also to get their questions about the shot answered.
And if you still have questions, that's okay. You know, talk to your doctor. This is your choice, your health, so get the information that you need.
And in a 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court left the CDC's ban on residential evictions in place. The court declined to allow a federal court judge's decision to go into effect that would have lifted the ban nationwide. A group of landlords had challenged the moratorium, and the federal judge sided with them back in May, but put a hold on the ruling pending an appeal. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Feel the rhythm now. You should be singing
together, you and me. All night long, can't move enough. You should be singing together. We are back. Come on, baby. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855. Real Joe, 855-732-556. Look at, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Right? I mean, honestly, do something different. Actually, read this stuff and get involved with it. So, you know, the argument I have with some of my friends around our founding fathers wanting education, it's a true statement. They did want education. I mean, they talk about it all the time. They talked about it in their conversations they had with each other, the writings they had with each other, some of the journalists in and around the time of the day. They valued it very much. And, you know, you can see why, too, because, look, hundreds of years before the Jim Crow laws came into effect, or tried to, I should say, because in some areas it just wouldn't even adhere to them. But one of the things was you couldn't teach a black person how to read. You couldn't educate a black person, I should put it that way. Because they knew by educating them, the ones who wanted to keep, I should say, the Democrats who wanted to keep them down, knew that if you educated them, they would find a way out of the situation they were in. They would know what they're right. They would find a way out of it. And our founding father said from day one that they needed to be, people needed to be educated. Right? This right there, give me some of the quotes. It's an object of vast magnitude that systems of education should be adopted and pursued, which may not only diffuse a knowledge of sciences, but may impart in the minds of the American youth the principles of virtue and of liberty, and inspire them with just and liberal ideas of government. Now, they had a different, their word for liberal, or the way they use liberal, is totally different than it's used today. Right, that people should have more of their own rights, should be able to exercise their own rights liberally. The Founding Fathers believed deeply in the possibility of forming young citizens. They promoted a civic and moral, I mean this word, the left hates this word, civic and a moral education that would sustain American self-government. So, without being educated properly, without understanding where their liberties came from and their freedom came from, they would not be able to be, to self-sustain. And look where we're at today. We have a large number of kids across the country that can't read when they graduate high school. Don't know what the government's about. Don't know how it's broken down. Don't even know how it functions. Jefferson believed that educated people, or educating people,
was a good way to establish an organized society. He felt the schools should be paid for by the general public, not the federal public, not the federal government, the general public. And mostly, ready for this, so less wealthy people could obtain student memberships as well. Right? He wanted poor people to be able to go to school. He wanted them to be educated so they could raise themselves out of poverty. Right? Franklin wanted us to understand that education wasn't only found in the university. So if you want an education, you get one all by yourself. Think about this. You didn't have to go into a classroom. See, this is what true equity or equality is all about. You have the ability to educate. So if you can't make it to a school, you have the ability to educate yourself. That's what the public library system was all about. You could go in there, you could educate yourself, you could read, you could take notes. Right? Now, I asked the question, why did the Founding Fathers, if they wanted a Board of Education or a federal level education department, heck, they're the ones who put it together. Could have been easy for them to put it in there, right? Well, they left it on the education. I mean, they left education on the Constitution in that light because it was not a function of the federal government. Remember, they only put in the Constitution what they felt the they were laying the framework and laying out what they had the right to do and not do, and what rights went down to the states, and what rights went to each and every individual. Look, my friends, you got to read. One of the best pastors I ever had, when he was doing Bible studies, he would always do the opposite of what it doesn't say. Why did God not say? Why didn't God say, thou shalt not smoke? Because he talked about taking care of your body, right? Not defiling your body. And I'm not beating on you smokers. I'm just making a statement here. Right? Why did he tell you not to be gluttonous? Because it's not good for your body. I know. I'm overweight. I get it. But the Founding Fathers left education out of the Constitution simply because it wasn't a form, it wasn't a function of the federal government. It was a role for the local government. Well, actually, not even the local governments. It was a role for the local people. Remember, we're a representative government. The people decide who are going to represent them at what level and what for what reasons. Locally, in the little town, or the village, or the city, that's where you decided. You know, who was going to be the town council? Who was going to make decisions for them? They can't all be making decisions. Not everything can be brought up to a vote in the smaller cities, maybe a little bit more, smaller towns, maybe a little bit more. The role of the federal government was strictly defined and limited in scope. If you look at the way the Constitution is laid out. If you really read the full Constitution, not the bits and pieces you get and think you know. Right? Ultimately, at the end, they all agreed that the federal government should not have overwhelming power. It should be able to pull the states together, hold the states together on certain circumstances, you know, have rules that apply to every state. You know, the whole idea, look at what's going on right now with California, who is saying that you can't travel to other states because they have limitations on transgender bathrooms or whatever, right? And they even talked about this, you know, this commerce clause that everybody brings up and plays with, that they use almost as an out for everything. The commerce clause was put into place. Let's say that, I don't know, pick two states, even if they all may, let's say Texas and California, perfect, right? They both produce wine. So let's say California figured out, Texas is producing better wine than we are. We're either going to not allow them to bring it in. We're going to put a heavy tax on it or tariff or whatever, so they can't bring it in. That is too expensive for anybody to buy. See, they were never allowed to do limitations like that. The Commerce Clause made it so it was equal to each state or all states dealing with each other. right? And it was laid out. And their roles were limited to interstate and international relations, the common defense of the borders. Think of all the things that our founding fathers had the opportunity to do when they were sitting there and didn't do for reason. You think they didn't do it because they were a bunch of old guys that forgot? No. No, they just come out of a fight for their freedom, knowing what they were going to give up. What makes you think they would have forgot to do this? These smart guys who put together this Constitution that has lasted so long, you think they would have left this stuff out? I don't think so at all. And I think if you believe that, you really need to go back and check yourself. They believed deeply that education was really paramount to the survival of this republic. You had to be educated. They had admonished and pushed and encouraged people to read that Constitution and understand it. Remember, our country, our Constitution, our way of living has been duplicated nowhere. For all intents and purposes, the way we operate has been duplicated nowhere. The power, the prosperity of the show. Think of, we've been around less than 300 years. And we're the most powerful nation on the planet. I know China thinks it does, but whatever. For all intents and purposes. So, you've got to give us a lot of credit. You actually got to give them a lot of credit. And we have the longest-lasting constitution of government in the history of the world. We don't change a constitution every couple of years like some other countries do. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Get in the backseat of a last always on the cover and a talk to my daddy's day.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-855. 732-5563, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I really do appreciate it when you guys spend time. Respond. Responding is always good, too. So I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, be part of the conversation, which makes you part of the solution, because you're going to get informed. When you get informed and engaged, you can make a difference. When you don't get informed and you engage, you make some of us look like fools. So please. Get informed. All right. Where is it? You know, I can go on with the Founding Fathers, and I will. I'll do a little bit of that, more of that, when it comes to education. Because you really do need to know. You really do need to understand where they wanted us. Where they wanted us to be. So we'll do a little bit of your own homework, because I want to get to this story. It's really important, because you're gonna get into more and more fights. You're hearing this, you know, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, and the DNC feeding them that all the voter fraud stuff is just so not real. It's so bad. Well, let me tell you what. Let me give you some numbers. And this is just in LA. You know, it's just as bad as Chicago and some of these other major cities, you know, Chicago and Detroit and New York and D.C. and so forth. So the Election Integrity Project came up with this. Why are there almost 124,000 more votes counted in California's November election than voters recorded as voting in the election? Right? And why is it the most of the discrepancy driven by 116,000 vote-by-mail ballots? There was no apparent voter defined on the voter roll. I mean, I'm going to post this article up later on. But with what they said was received or not received or whatever, they just don't match up. The numbers don't make sense. Why is it that more than 7,700 voters have two votes counted or credited to their voting histories in November? Right? And they're unique, not duplicated. So it indicates that there was mass double voting and or that those particular votes were ran through the system twice. They should have been rejected. Real computer system would have done that. Why does California have 1.8 million more registered voters than eligible voters? Right? And it rose 72% after the 2020 election cycle, or during it, I should say. Now, you can deny that all you want to, but it's real and it's true. You know, and these counties are out of control because nobody really is backing up to pay attention to them, to force them to get these things cleaned up. They just took something as stupid as Alpine County, California. They have 924 eligible citizens, yet there's 85 more registrants than there should have been. Come on, just let that sink in. Nobody caught that? In a small county like that? Now, California, they've got this online DMV registration system. So when you go in to clean up, add your, to do whatever, they somehow changed. Some computer glitch changed a bunch of information. So the DMV registration system changed over 33,000 foreign-born voters. What the heck's that mean? Right? They changed their birthplaces of record to California or the United States. It's how they masked non-citizens. So you vote, it's the motor voter rule? You think about what the problem is here. Similarly, why were 76,000 birthplaces changed from another U.S. state to California? So just to give you an idea, the number of counties with registrations exceeding the eligible citizens. And what that means is real simple. Again, you just take a small city, a small town, a small county, whatever. They may have a population of 100,000. But somehow 121,000 people registered to vote. How is that? Or they may have 120,000 people live there. And maybe they have people with green cards or whatever. Right? Or temporary visas or what have you. And they've got 120,000 people registered to vote. It's impossible. You know that some of those people aren't allowed to vote. So the number should be lower. Now in 2017... there was only 8 counties in the state whose numbers exceeded, right? The amount of registrations exceeded the amount of people that were eligible to vote. In 2021, right, what is that, 4 years later? There's 23. That happened in 23 different counties. For a total of 1.8 million people. So how'd that happen? Really, how did that happen without somebody doing it on purpose? Don't tell me there isn't any voter fraud going on, if you would. And when you have automatically in California, when the DMV changes, first pass changes a person born in a different country as to being born in California, and then registers them to vote, that's a problem. This is why we don't trust the system. Right? I mean, this isn't coming from some right-wing lunatic website. You can find this on DMV. Matter of fact, the LA Times wrote a piece against it and then had to write a piece pulling it back, retracting their story. Party registrations, and I remember screaming about this. I was here when this happened. Party registrations were changed right before the June 2016 primary election. Right? And what it did was it ensured a victory for Hillary Clinton. Because remember, Bernie Sanders is registered as an independent. So in order for in the primary, now in California, it's the two top vote getters. It's what's called a guerrilla primary. Right? But think about it. If you're a Democrat, who are you going to see on your primary ticket? You're not going to see Hillary. Imagine if Bernie was on there. That's what, if I was Bernie, that's what I would do just before. I would switch to Democrat. He doesn't need... I won't go down that road. In 2017, a study by Stanford University, they proved that Hillary Clinton's campaign pre-rigged the system to steal the nomination from Bernie. It was never more apparent than in California. I said this for a long time. Bernie was never going to win. They didn't want him. They didn't like him. Wasn't going to happen for him. And even if he legally won it, even if he was able to pull it off and get those people to vote for him, it wasn't going to happen. Thousands of voters in June of 2016, which is the California primary time, they showed up at the polls across the state. They discovered their political party registration had been changed. This is true. Only after they received official sample ballots verifying their party registration in the mail, they were able to say something about it. Right? This could only be done at the Secretary of State's office. It could only be done by a program accessed there. So who did it? They had thousands call the Election Integrity Project because they couldn't get any support from the state. I had somebody call me at one point in time because I was helping out with the Republican Party to tell me that she went in to vote and they told her she already voted. And they said the only way she could fix it was actually go down to the county voting headquarters, which was an hour from where she was at, let them know what happened, and fill out a form there. And the woman at the county office said, hey, yeah, you've already voted. Not that it was you or not, but you've already voted. We can't do anything about it. Because here in California, they don't keep records. Or, you know, when it comes to actually voting at the polls, they don't keep records. Now, if you have the stub, they might be able to find it. But there's no guarantee. See, until we get this gone, until we get all the voter fraud gone, until we get all these gray areas out of the system, you'll never be able to trust it because you've got a party that feels that they're right, we're wrong, and they're going to do everything they can to win. And if they have to cheat to win, well, it's very noble because they have all the right ideas. Joe Mancini, your host. Thanks for listening to my ramblings. I appreciate your time with me. Send me a text message and or send me a real email, joe@therealside.com. Let me know who you want on, what you want to talk about. God bless. Have a safe and great rest of the day.